Hi, Patrick. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
This is very exciting news. I'm wonderful hearing this. How were you guys able to reopen under this exemption?
Well, we started putting shows on back in September under sort of, you know, fairly stringent health and safety guidelines. And in September, you're only allowed one person per 4 square meters in the theatre, which made it a kind of a weird and slightly creepy experience. But I think a lot of thrill seekers even then were really up for getting out of the house and coming into the theatre. And ever since then, it's been sort of this stepladder back up to 100%. You know, we've still had to maintain a whole bunch of things. We require people to wear masks inside the theatre. And, of course, there's contact tracing, QR codes and all that kind of stuff. We haven't had bars open yet in one of our theatres because it's too crowded. But, you know, every month there seems to be, you know, as the public health situation improves, there seems to be another step forward. And I would expect that kind of most theatres are back at full capacity, you know, in the next month or so.
Oh, well, let's hope so, hey. I mean, it's great to see you guys leading the way. And as you did mention, you know, obviously, you know, you're continuing to be COVID safe with a few other measures in place. But how exciting has this first week of reopening been? Because I understand that this is your first week already reopening, right?
Yeah, so we've been capped at 75% of available seats for all of this year. And so we've had shows running and we've been selling out every single seat we can up to 75%. And people are getting more and more comfortable with being in a relatively busy theatre. But I went to a show last night, which was our first preview for a new show we have called Appropriate. And already, like, you know, the buzz in the auditorium, the numbers of people around, you know, it's really exciting. I think a lot of people in the industry were worried that audiences might stay away for a while out of, you know, feeling cautious or worried about health. But our experience is that as soon as we have more tickets to sell, people are desperate to snap them up and come back out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know that I've been a bit like that. As soon as things started to get back to normal, I've tried to grab as many tickets as possible. Speaking of, those listening might want to do just that. So you mentioned Appropriate. What is on your program at the moment?
Okay, so we've got 3 shows running in Sydney at the moment. One's at the Wharf Theatre, and it's called Playing Beatty Bow. And it's a new show by Kate Mulvaney based on the novel by Ruth Park. And it's suitable for everyone ages 12 and up. Kind of has a bit of magic and time travel in it. And it's set in the Rocks. And we thought that was a really interesting show to program to reopen our Wharf complex, which has just reopened after 2.5 years of refurb. Appropriate is by the African-American playwright Brandon Jacob Jenkins. And it's one of those plays that is both wildly funny and, oh my God, I can't believe I'm watching this. It's like a dysfunctional family reunion, but it's a commentary on contemporary race politics in America. Super funny show. That's at the Rospacker Theatre. And then we have a political sketch comedy show called The Wharf Review that's about to transfer from the Sydney Opera House to the Seymour Centre.
Very cool. And where should we go to book tickets?
Go to sydneytheatre.com.au and don't forget to check out our 30s program, which is tickets for $30 for every show.
Oh, how good's that? Hey, Patrick, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us today and good luck for your 100 capacity.
Yeah, thanks so much for that. See you at the theatre.